Joining us live this morning over the phone is Director Brian Nesbitt and our monthly update from the Wyoming Game and Fish. Good morning, Director. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm doing outstanding.
Thank you for your time. It's a great time of year to be in Wyoming, right in the midst of hunting season, and it sounds like things are off and rolling pretty well.
Yeah, they're going well, and so far, you know, it's been a little bit drier and warmer than a lot of folks are used to, but I think that, you know, I've still heard some pretty darn good reports from the field, and I've seen some incredible animals that have been taken this year for sure.
Well, Director, any upcoming deadlines or anything to remind people about this point of the season, or are we past pretty much everything right now?
Yeah, we're pretty well past everything until January comes, and then, you know, really for residents, there's only a couple deadlines in January, and so we got some time.
Well, Director, sounds like some more chronic wasting disease. Of course, that's an ongoing conversation, has been for quite a few years, but found in a couple areas in the Cody region, it sounds like, correct?
Yeah, we have had a couple more. You know, we've had some positive CWD, both deer and elk in the past, but we had a couple more this year as well. And so now, you know, the particularly in the Worland area, there in the Bighorn Basin, the prevalence has gotten to be pretty darn high compared to the surrounding hunt area. So it continues to, the prevalence continues to move to the west, unfortunately.
So what does that mean for hunters, I guess, directors? You continue to monitor that.
Well, you know, certainly there's, for the long term for hunters, what it could mean is population impacts from the disease. Typically, when the prevalence is lower, not as many animals are infected, we don't see a real impact to the population. But when it gets higher and it continues to grow, it, at the end of the day, it means less animals on the ground. And so that's certainly not good. You know, the other thing is it does impact hunters when we end up with places where we really need to have additional samples from harvested animals so we can keep track of how high the prevalence is. And so for hunters, you know, it's a little extra burden for them to have to provide us a sample. But we do appreciate that. And we've had excellent assistance from our hunters around the state in providing us CWD samples.
Director, I know it's a difficult thing to combat, but remind us, what are the strategies in place right now by the Game and Fish to help mitigate the spread of this disease?
Well, certainly the regulations we have on transporting spinal columns and brains and those things that are known to harbor the prion known as chronic wasting disease, those transportation regulations and disposal guidelines are both part of our strategy to mitigate the spread of CWD. Beyond that, it's pretty darned difficult. It's persistent in the ground for years. We have been engaged in a lot of research, both within the state and at the national level, to try to find ways to stop the disease or to kill the prion, and that work's ongoing. But to this point, we definitely haven't found a silver bullet.
Director Brian Nesbitt joining us this morning with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Director, wanted to ask you about the Landowners of the Year. A couple in our listening area were included on this list, the Albans and Berg families from KCLLC in South Lincoln County. Tell us about this designation, kind of how it works, how you select Landowners of the Year, and how that all comes about.
Yeah, so we've been doing this for over 20 years now, where we select a landowner from each of our seven game and fish regions, or I guess we got eight, but we select seven landowners. And it's really a way to honor contributions from private landowners to wildlife conservation in our state. And the Bergs have definitely been one of those landowners that have really stepped up specifically on trying to help us with our aquatic invasive species protection efforts. Both the Albans and the Bergs were assisted our local folks and in that whole effort in providing assistance and land to do some of our work on. And so they definitely a shout out to them. They really helped out the department and showed their commitment to Wyoming's wildlife. The way that folks are selected for that is it's really a local grassroots effort. So our local game and fish people nominate landowners they think are worthy. And then at the regional level, all the folks in the leadership of the region vote on who should be selected. And then those come up to, the director's office here. And on an annual basis, we have a banquet and invite all those folks to come and receive their awards. And we play a little video about their contributions to Wyoming's wildlife.
Very cool. It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning. Director, anything else from the Wyoming Game and Fish that you'd like to mention while we have you on the air today?
Well, I did one. I just came across my desk this morning some statistics on our hunters' use of electronic regulations. As most hunters know, we were in quite a pickle here a few months ago when there was a paper shortage and we were not able to print our regulations at the same in the same quantity as we had in the past. We quickly got something out there that was usable online and we hope user friendly, and it looks like folks have really taken advantage of that. Our analytics indicate that folks were able to use that and use it regularly. We still printed a lot of regulations, but not to the same level we have in the past. And I just really appreciate sportsmen being willing to work with us during that little challenge.
So do you anticipate maybe that becoming part of the a trend moving forward to do more digital, or do you expect to go back to more paper?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're not going to be able to stay at this low, extremely low level of paper booklets in the future. But I do think we've learned that there's an opportunity to reduce those costs and to do both digital and paper copies. And I do think that'll reduce the amount of paper that we have to print in the future.
It's Director Brian Nesbitt with Wyoming Game and Fish. Director, appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Duke.
It's all part of the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network.